Running a marathon is hard, right? Ha! Stand-up comedian, actor, activist, and athlete Eddie Izzard might say. Am I right, Eddie Izzard? Might you say that?
I think one is quite hard. 27 is harder.
And because on March 20th, you completed the 27th marathon that you had run in 27 days. As I say it, do you find it hard to believe?
Well, particularly the last day, because on day 5, I had to go to hospital to get my kidneys checked out. So on day 27, I ran my 26th and my 27th marathon,
Yikes.
Double marathon on the last day. So that was the toughest day of my life.
You're in London now, but I understand you did all this running in South Africa, so no worries about the heat, obviously.
Day 2, I went into 41 degrees centigrade, which must be, 105 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yikes.
It's right up there. My body was saying to me, stop this. It's ridiculous. What are you doing? But by the end, on the last day, I was running at 35 degrees, maybe around about 100 degrees Fahrenheit, and I was dealing with it quite well.
You ran 27 of these marathons in 27 days. Why was 27 the appropriate number? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it was South Africa. It's a salute to Nelson Mandela. He spent 27 years of his life in prison. So I thought, okay, 27 years, I'll do 27 marathons in 27 days. I've done some marathons before, but I said, that's going to be my next mission. I tried in 2012, and I got rhabdomyolysis. And if you look that up, that's a horrible disease where your muscles shred into your bloodstream, it clogs up your kidneys and you drop dead. So I came back in 2016 and finally got it done last Sunday. So I'm very happy.
You visited Nelson Mandela's cell, as I understand it, and various other places significant to him. Describe what that visit was like.
Well, in his cell, they let me lie down on the bed where he lay. And I'm about 5'7". He was about 6, over 6 foot, 6'2", maybe. So he would have taken up the whole size of this small cell. And he was there for 18 years out of the 27. So it's impossible to imagine what that would be like. It was quite an honor to be there, to be able to look out of the window that he looked out of. I started running from his birthplace in the Eastern Cape all the way down to Cape Town. I ended up on Sunday on the steps of the Union Buildings in Pretoria, where he became president. So it was quite a journey.
Now, obviously, you were not one of those marathoners who doesn't stop for the entire distance of the marathon. You stopped, you had tea, you chatted with people. What did people make of what you were doing as you encountered them along the way?
Once they understood what I was doing, they were happy, they were positive, but they were kind of suspicious to see an idiot white guy running along in the heat of the sun. They do say mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun, and I was doing that very thing.
Back in 2009, you ran 43 marathons in 51 days, another astonishing number. And then there's the 27 in 27. I suppose it's too soon to think about what you're going to do next.
Now, it is funny. Everyone says, what's next? As if I'm going to be thinking about that right now. Why don't you eat a bunch of bananas in under 3 minutes? It's not the challenges, actually. It's the messages behind them, which I'm interested in. I am going into politics, and 2020 I'm standing for election. But everything I do has a human political message behind it. This one was for Nelson Mandela, and the one before, I was running with the separate flags from Eddie King, saying, we are all different, we are all the same, we are United Kingdom, we are Africa, we are humanity. There are 7 billion people in the world. We have to be heading towards a world where all 7 billion people have a chance. Otherwise, I don't think we're going to get out of this century.
Well, I'm right with you in that sentiment, without a doubt. You are really a Renaissance man, a brilliant comic, obviously an accomplished marathoner, and now a career in politics. I hesitate to think there might be something you wouldn't do.
So acting was my first love. Comedy was my second love. What I do think is we have one life. I'm just going to try and do what I can to live this life to the full, try and put something back, and that will be my life.
Eddie Izzard's 27 marathons in 27 days benefited Sport Relief, an international charitable organization that raises money to improve the lives of people in some of the poorest communities in the world. Due to legal reasons, he says he still does not understand, Eddie Izzard can't ask you to donate.
But I can't actually stop. I don't think I can legally stop anyone donating. So do what you will.